Gustafson. Would you look at that?
8:12 on the Moody of the Morning Show. It's Monday, June 18th, 2018, and time for Monday Morning Money Talk. And in the house with us this morning, by way of the phone, we have Cameron Morris from United Federal Credit Union. Good morning, Cameron.
Good morning, Pat.
How are you this morning?
Not too bad. It looks like we're in for another beautiful day in Southwest Michigan.
Especially if you love the heat, man. It's been 81 since about 3:30 this morning. So
it seems that way. Yes, sir.
All righty. Well, let's talk about housing market here in Michigan's great Southwest and the opportunity to buy a new home with the help of United Federal Credit Union. I know things have been rather striking of late.
Yes, absolutely. This morning I wanted to kind of take a little bit of time to talk about what we're seeing in the current housing market, as well as our new construction options. So here recently in Southwest Michigan, we've seen active listings go down by almost 13%. What I mean by that is houses that are being listed on the market. There's less to choose from, but the interesting thing is the average sales price continues to go up. You know, that upward trend is still continuing, 9% year over year in Southwest Michigan as far as average sales cost. And on the market currently, there's less to choose from, but higher average cost of homes.
Mm-hmm. So I guess then, you know, the next option is, if you can't find something to buy, maybe it's time to consider building.
You read my mind, Pat. But honestly, vacant land sales, we've seen an increase year over year for vacant land. I think what people are seeing out there is, well, you know, the average price is going up, up, up. The things that are out there, you know, need some tweaks as far as, you know, putting money into the house prior to either moving in, or they're looking at projects over the next few years. To kind of make that house their own. And so what a lot of people are doing now, we're seeing a shift from the purchase market, not a huge shift, but it's a noticeable shift into vacant land sales. Those are up year over year, not drastic, but more people are starting to lean in that direction. So it's a good time to talk to United Federal Credit Union, your mortgage advisor, and kind of try to set up a game plan if that's the route that you're thinking you want to take.
Sure, absolutely. Because, you know, as the inventory for homes continues to shrink, and as more and more people, you know, they say, well, you know I could sell my house in a heartbeat, but then they think, if there's nothing for me to move to, you know, maybe that's not such a good plan just yet. You want to sell your house out from under you, and then all of a sudden realize you don't have a place to go. So maybe, you know, building a new home and getting everything exactly the way that you want it, yeah, would be the best route at this point.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we say, you know, talk to your UFCU lender first. Determine an amount and a payment that works for you as far as, you know, what happens after that construction loan is completed. The nice thing about a construction loan is that it offers interest-only payments during the construction phase. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people think, well, I'm going to build a $350,000, $400,000 house, and I have to carry two mortgages, you know, during the construction phase. That's not true. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of, I wanted to debunk that today, allow people to understand that there is affordable ways to build your own home. And there's a lot of good contractors here in the area in Southwest Michigan. So something to consider, you know, moving forward into this kind of new market that we're experiencing.
So when you do talk with folks who come in and are talking to the lender, to you and your team, what are the considerations that you need to look at if you're planning to buy vacant land and hire a contractor as opposed to the more standard route of, you know, buying an existing home?
Yeah, sure. When you're looking at vacant land, what a lot of people don't know is that you can actually use the same loan to purchase your land as well as the construction of your new home.
Mm-hmm.
The down payment requirements vary depending on your situation, you know, how much money that you'd like to put towards closing. But you can use that loan for the purchase of the vacant land as well as the new construction. It's a good idea to interview builders after you've talked, you know, to your UFCU lender about payment amount. What's going to work for you and your financial situation. Planning ahead is really where you win big here. So after you select your builder, you know, you've interviewed a few builders, you selected, I think that this is going to be the one that we move forward with. You kind of finalize your plans. You bring your plans, your specs, your construction contract, as well as cost breakdown to your UFCU lender. And that's really where things start gaining momentum.
Very cool. Well, what's the best route to call you and get that process going if somebody might find an interest in heading down that path?
Well, I think you should probably go to our new mortgage landing page on unitedfcu.com/mortgage. We're an equal housing lender, equal opportunity lender. There's plenty of local mortgage advisors to choose from that are going to offer a catered experience to you.
And same route for, you know, talking to the lender. You have many people that you can refer to as far as contractors that are reputable and helping you to get the job done as well, right?
Absolutely. You know, we have a lot of different contractors that we work with in Southwest Michigan. You know, that is a common question that comes up during the construction process. So we try to give a few names of people that we know, but ultimately leaving it up to the borrower to decide which contractor is going to work best for them.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, keep in mind that, you know, when you do it that way, you don't have to, you know, wander through a house and go, you know, this is cool, but I would have done it this way, or that's cool, I would have not, you know. This way you get to get exactly what you want, assuming, you know, you don't have overly extravagant needs as opposed to fewer resources. But, you know, the main thing is, and that's where your lending team can help out and say, you know, let's keep things in check here. You know, here's what you're capable of, and here's what we can, you know, provide. And if you're gonna go crazy, it may not work.
Yeah, that's why I say talk to your UFCU lender first. Establish that budget, put something together that's going to work for you and your financial situation, and you know, just kind of throughout the construction process, we'll be there to help.
Side by side, partners in working it all out. Well, Cameron Morris, we appreciate your time this morning. That is Monday Morning Money Talk for this Monday morning from United Federal Credit Union. Have yourself a great day, and go build yourself a house, will you?
Thanks, Pat. Always a pleasure.
All right. See you.